listeners, my question today is, what is this life? Looking at the sunset and thinking about how I hate how final death is. You know, I hate how you just work and stress and suffer and you just die. Like that. And that's it. There's no option for a do-over. Nothing. What's the point of it all? You know? It all just seems so pointless. I'm a firm believer in Christ. I believe in heaven and hell and miracles, of course. I believe that God created us and sent his son to die for our sins and there's judgment day. What I don't understand is why? Like, what is the point of all that? Why couldn't we just stay in heaven singing or whatever it is that happens there? Why do we come here to live this rather pointless life? Some have argued it's not pointless because, you know, some people have walked and left their footprints on the sands of time. They've changed a bit of the world. They've created things. And again, I wonder why and for whom. Like, what is the actual reason for all the headache, all the research and stress? Like, why? Maybe I should have titled this, Why Are We Born? But I guess that will always be a wonder. You know, one of those unfathomable things. But I think about it because I can't stop my mind from wondering. And the more I look around, the more I hate this life. Because you work again. And then you just die. Like, what's the point? The reality about this life is that nothing is that important. After thoroughly examining and accepting the fact that we are born to die, forget the in-between. Why are we then born? I was at a burial ground some time ago, and there were three people buried in one spot. Like in the same particular, what do I call it? Is it tomb? It's not tomb, is the olden days one. The grave spots, there were three people in that same spot. And I looked around and like there are so many names, so many dates, so many years, so many lives. And I just wondered what their lives were like. You know, if living was really worth it, if it was worth anything, if they were happy, if their lives were fulfilled. Now let's talk about the in-between. People talk about purpose. What is our purpose? To live and die fighting for equality. A fight that hasn't even been won since the beginning of time. To build a career. To be successful. To be a mother. Mother to ungrateful children. To be a spouse to a whatever. To a cheating spouse who only takes you for granted. To crawl the streets in hunger and poverty. With some making food from mud and water. Yeah. Why are we born? Even if it's rosy, to drive in fancy cars, move in private jets, and go to the best parts of the world to eat all the expensive food, wear designers just to end up in a little box with other people. A little box made of wood surrounded by sand and ants and termites, covered in cement. This becomes a home for your body that withers away. Your body that will rot with maggots while your soul wanders off looking for God in whatever exists after death. Like, honestly, this should be a strong realization for those who are unaware. A reminder that as we come, so shall we go. Our loved ones, those who knew us, those are the people we hope would surround our dead body and cry, you know, mourn our absence. But then, of course, there are those that just come to see what has become of you at the end of the day. those that just come to make sure you're dead and that your properties can be shared. It's a crazy world. I really, really need to make heaven to ask God why he even did it, why he bothered. You know, when someone is sick or in the hospital, the people that come in are very few. Most times. Been in lots of hospitals at different times. And they are very few. If they are lucky, they are children. Acquaintances come in to give money. Some actually genuinely concerned family members, you know, running around. And then you go for the burial. Plenty people come. What are you coming for? Why didn't you make yourself useful when you could? When it was actually needed? I know some people come out of that guilt, you know, that they weren't able to help when they could. But why? Because it continues to come. It continues to happen. Your 100 naira, your sachet of Milo, your bread, your tiny something. It could have helped in some way. But you did not come. You will now come to the burial ground and be crying. What are you now crying for? What? I'm beginning to think that when people cry at burials, it's not just for the memories of the deceased, because that's usually what it is for me. Thinking about what used to be that no longer is. But anyway, I realized that that's not it for everybody. It's just the realization of how fickle life really is, or how final death is. And you know, it may be their turn anytime, or how they'll end up in hell because of the lives they are living. That's why they are crying. They're not crying because of the person that died. Because you see some people that literally didn't care. They didn't contribute, they didn't help, they weren't available, they didn't help when a person was present, and they will be at the burial ground wailing. Seriously wailing. After they finish their tears, they will just bring out their handkerchief and wipe and be going. They will not even look at the family and say, manage this small talk, you know. If you don't have money, what can I do to help? You know? Just in case they don't have money. They will just clean tears and go. Show is over. Party has finished. They have eaten their rice. Because you will go to burial, people will still, they will be dragging food there. Like, human beings can be so terrible. And they will stand over, right over your dead body, right on the sand where you're being buried, talking about, see how this one ended up? You too will end up like that, dear. Continue fighting for rights in people's burial. They will also fight for rights in your own. It's not as if you don't fight, they will not fight. But man, I really just think about death and the grave, and I lose interest. Because there's nothing in this world. It's so temporary. And we're all so forgetful. But let me just point out that anybody that has been terrible to me and comes to eat jollof rice in my burial may you stew for 4 days. Full purging, you'll purge that 4 days. There's probably no point to it all. At all. Which is why, as much as possible, it is important to be your brother's keeper while you can. We are all alone, struggling, figuring it out. Why not be helpful? Be nice, be kind, genuinely, not because you want anything in return, because there's a possibility that there's nothing. There's a possibility that you don't get anything in return. Just give for giving's sake. Spread love and positivity. Like, this life is already hard enough. If you have money, please spread it too. It's important we all do as much as possible. Just in case it's actually all pointless, let's try to live this part that we can see with happiness. Sharing happiness, being happy, not sharing sadness and negativity and jealousy and spite and anger and maliciousness. Like, try to hold a hand as we get through. I experienced a form of exhaustion recently because in my quest to help everyone else, I saw the true meaning of you can take a horse to the stream, but you can't force it to drink water. You know, one of those situations of feeling like I want better for someone than they want for themselves. Yes, it's very possible. But you know, maybe I was discouraged and I needed that break so I could remember to look at myself to take care of me, take care of my mental health. But I've also realized that it has become a nature for me, and I pray for the strength to continue to be honest, to continue to be good even when people don't deserve it, to continue to want to do as much as possible, as much as available within my power for my loved ones, for anybody really, because this life is hard. I pray we all find the strength to get through at the end of the day. Love always.